To continue the Mishnayos in the ninth parak of Shabbos, which gives a number of dinim that are derived from Psukim, whether or not they connect to Shabbos. So the third Mishnah in the ninth parak begins, Minayin lepoletas shichva zera biyom hashlishi shihi temeya. How do we know that a woman who emits zera from a previous act of bia on the third day afterwards has a status of temeya, of impure? Shenamar, Heyu nechonim l'shloshes yamim, because the pasuk in reference to the receiving of the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael was instructed to prepare to abstain 3 days in advance. Apparently, the consideration was that any zera that would come out within 3 days would be a problem, and therefore that long of a buffer zone was necessary. So, a discussion in the Bartanura and elsewhere whether or not this Mishnah is the right text. Is it actually accurate to say that 3 days, the entire period, is Tameya? Or is it really that by the third day, she's Tahora, and perhaps the text of the Mishnah should be changed to say, Minayin lepoleta shechvazera v'yom hashlishi shehi Tahora, and maybe that's the case, or maybe it's perhaps the Mishnah following a different view, lahalacha. That's a little bit of a discussion. It's also a discussion in the Rishonim, Tosis, and the Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Pei Vav, where this Mishnah appears, raises the question of if the idea is that even before Matan Torah, there was a concern to avoid Tumah, the laws of which wouldn't be given until after Matan Torah, during Matan Torah. So why specifically this one and not others? And Tosa suggests that because this potential Tumah is a result of Bia, therefore that's perhaps a greater concern in terms of the mindset preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah, and therefore this one was singled out. The Mishnah then goes on to talk about a completely different din, Minayin Shemarchitzen Esamila B'yom HaShlishi Shechalios B'Shabbos. How do we know that if the third day after a Bris Mila is Shabbos, nonetheless we will still wash the baby in hot water, and water that's heated up on Shabbos? Shenamar V'hi V'yom HaShlishi B'yosam Ko'avim. We know from the pasuk that the third day after the Mila is considered to be a time of sakana, and therefore it's imperative that the baby be protected through being bathed, and that's justifiable even on Shabbos. And the Bartanura refers here that, therefore, all the more so on the first day and the second day, which seems to suggest that the third day is not a time of particular sakana, but that it's included within the time of sakana after a bris milah, and therefore that justifies washing the baby in hot water. And then the Mishnah goes on to a third theme, Minayin shekoshrin lashin shel zahoris b'rosh asir hamishtaleach. How do we know that a red ribbon was tied around the head of the sir hamishtaleach on Yom Kippur? Shenamar im yu chataeichem kashanim kasheleg yalbinu, the pasuk in Yeshaya that says that if your sins will be red, they will become white like snow. This imagery of redemption. So too, on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he bestowed his kapara upon the Jewish people, made the red ribbon turn white, and that's what's referred to by this pasuk. The fourth Mishnah goes on to refer to Yom Kippur as well, raising the question, Minayin l'sicha shehi chashtia b'yom HaKippurim. How do we know that anointing oneself with oil is comparable to drinking on Yom Kippur? Well, says the Mishnah, Afal pi she'ein raya ladavar, even though we don't have proof of this, we do have some indication, zecher ladavar, she'ne'emar the pasuk in Tehillim, v'tavu chamayim b'kirbo, v'chashev men ba'atzmo sav, comparing something else to both water and oil, the pasuk says that it is comparable to water going into one's insides and to oil going into one's bones. Apparently the process is similar, so therefore anointing oneself with oil is comparable to drinking water. It's not an absolute comparison. First of all, drinking anything on Yom Kippur is a chi of kares, while sicha is one of the additionally nuyim is not subject to kares. It's machlokas rishonim, whether the other inuyim are even asur min ha-Torah. But on some level, there is a comparison that anointing oneself is like drinking, and therefore, at least it is prohibited in Yom Kippur. And in terms of other areas of halacha, we also find that this equation is not absolute, but at least within this context of Yom Kippur, at least for some intents and purposes, there is this equation between sicha and shtiyah.